calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Yes, I got a message that says my account's past due, and I also wanted to check on the leads. I paid for the leads part of the, I hadn't heard anything back about the leads, if I was, if I had got that started or.
I, no problem. Let me go ahead and assist you with that. So to confirm, I am speaking with Michael from M&A Tree Service.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much for confirming. Let me go ahead and read through your account, okay? One moment, please. Okay, so Michael, upon checking here, yes, you're right. On April 6th, that's actually your monthly billing date for $149. Unfortunately, that actually failed and we were not able to collect the payment. So that was the reason why you received that text message. So I
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get back and hear you better.
Okay.
I can hear you now. Say that again.
Yes, your monthly bill of $149 failed, so that was the reason why you received the text for failed payment. It's showing as, it was marked as invalid transaction because it was declined.
Yeah. Right, well, they might have had the wrong card on file because I switched cards. So I can give you the new card number.
Okay. Let me just pull out your billing so we can update your billing information.
Okay. Also, about the leads, how come them ain't started yet?
Now, regarding that one, upon checking here, you are actually, so the Google Verified campaign or the paper lead campaign has not started because it's still pending information or some steps. Let me go ahead and pull it out so I can explain it to you. Okay, M&A Tree Service. Okay. So there is one. Verify that you own. So let me just quickly check something here. So basically, as per Google, we just need to go ahead and link you to a Google business profile that is already verified. And unfortunately, your Google listing is offering for additional verification. So we need you to do the verification of your Google listing. Once you complete the verification, that's the only pending item so we can kickstart the paper lead campaign.
Okay, so how do I do that? How do I verify through Google? How do I do that?
Yes, let me go ahead and assist you with that. So you will need to do a Google video verification. What I'm going to do is that I'm going to go ahead and send you an email. So this will actually give you information on how you can go ahead and start the verification. Let me send it to you now while I have you on the phone. Okay, so the title of the email would be Urgent Michael Start Google Video Verification. So that will have the steps on how you're going to do the video verification. Please do number 2 where it says use mobile phone, tap this link. So when you go ahead and tap that link, it will show you the Google listing, and then it will have like a get verified button, so you just have to click that one and then follow the steps on how to do the verification. Now, please know, okay, when you do the verification, Michael, all you have to do is show them your, one is your documents. So documents could be your business license, insurance. If you have a business card, that would be great. If you have a vehicle that you use to, like when you do the service, go ahead and show it to them. So you can go ahead and do like, for example, you start the video, you would say, hi, I'm Michael. I am the owner of M&A Tree Service. This is the vehicle that I use. You show it to them, show the license plate, you go inside your car, turn it on, because that's proof to them that you actually own it, and then show them your documents. So you show first, let's say you have that license and insurance, so you show them, this is my license, this is my insurance, and then after that, show them your tools.
Okay.
Yes. So once you have completed that one, if you could kindly shoot us a text, just let us know that you have already submitted the video to Google. In that way, we will go ahead and monitor the verification. Usually, Google gets back to us within 5 days. They will let us know if they approve the verification or they have declined it. Now, for example, it got declined. Don't worry, they will actually provide us the reason why they declined it, and then we will work on it and help you out to redo the verification and make sure that the things that they need will be provided to them.
Okay.
All right. Now, Michael, another reminder, when you do the video verification, it will try to ask for your address. Now, please know you don't have to show your signages or your address, because I see here that your listing is set up for to hide your address.
Right. I don't mind if it shows my address. I mean, either way.
We can go ahead and show your address, but I wanted to see how, like, signages.
Right.
That's to show that you are on 104 State Road?
Yeah, that's fine.
You have? Okay. So you are okay to show your address?
Yes.
Okay. So I will have our team change this one so that it can be changed into to publish the address, which means people or your customers can go ahead and see your address. The 104 State Road, is this Suite 42-309?
Yeah, and that's Spartanburg, South Carolina.
I see. Okay, no problem. I will inform our team to show your address. And then once you get that one verified, then we can go ahead and proceed with the paper lead campaign, because that's the only pending item that we need. So with that, we can go ahead and kickstart that.
Okay.
All right. Now, Michael, if you have, like, any questions when you do the verification, please go ahead and shoot us a text. Let us know so that we can go ahead and assist you right away, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. Do you have, like, a date when we can go ahead and follow up with you? I just wanted to make sure that we get to follow up with you.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of town right now, so I won't be home till about Tuesday or Wednesday of this coming week. I can do it then.
Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday, let's see. Are you okay that I follow up with you on Friday the 17th?
That's fine, yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll go ahead and do that then. So I'll check on the 17th, see the progress if you are able to complete the verification. And if I see it's not yet completed, I will go ahead and call you back, okay?
All right, and then that'll work. And then are you ready for this card?
Oh, yeah. For that one, let me just go ahead and pull out your billing information here so I can make changes. Okay. To confirm, the card is still under your name, Michael Irwin, the same address.
Yes.
And then what type of card will you be using? Is it a Visa, MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Okay, MasterCard. All right, I'm ready when you are.
5378-6899. Okay. 2889.
Mm-hmm. 7720. Okay. Let me just repeat that one just to make sure I got it right. 5378-6899 2889-7720.
Yeah.
Okay, and the expiration date, please?
0331.
So that would be March of 2031. And the CVV?
193.
193. Okay, thank you. Let me just update it here. And then I will be billing your account. Let me see. So that is going to be $149.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Let me process it. Okay. Sir Erwin, I have successfully processed the payment. Now please know for future payment, this card will be used for your future billing. If ever you need it changed, just go ahead and make sure to contact us before your billing date, which is usually the 6th of the month, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All righty, perfect. Thank you so much, Michael. Do you have further questions for me before I go ahead and let you go?
That'll be it.
All right. Thank you so much again, Michael. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.